Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. Today's new podcast episode, the music in review is the Claypool Lennon Delirium. Their new album is called South of Reality. Iniza, her new EP is called Where Are You From? And James Garden, his new record is called Sweet Jesus. So let's get into it. We'll start off with James Garden, actually, with Sweet Jesus. So let me tell you what that's all about. And this is a hip-hop record. And the cover art has a picture of, bronze or black Jesus on the front. He's like on a wall, and half of him is showing. And the other half, the bottom half of him, is like a candy wrapper that's been unpeeled, and it says Sweet Jesus. And it's slanted diagonally to the left. It's going down to the right. Sweet Jesus, pretty cool actually. Like it's a candy bar, so it's like a brown. So it's like a chocolate Jesus, like it's a candy bar, basically. Yeah. So and it's unfolding like a wrapper, like this is a treat that you must eat. So let's read the description of what this is all about. Sweet Jesus, by no means is that anyone taking the Lord's name in vain. Think of it as more of a proclamation of excellence and an expectation of the brand new EP by Elex James Garden. James Garden often refers to himself as the world's most encouraging rapper, but considering his work rate and the influx of Lucy's over the past couple of years, he may need to change that moniker to the world's most productive artist. Okay. For the familiar as well as the uninitiated, Sweet Jesus finds James discovering a multitude of grooves and pockets that are as varied and vibrant as his unique fashion sense. Tracks like Complaining, Joy, and Chi-Town Boogie are all sewn together using threads of hope and faith whilst collectively forming a patchwork of promise. Never wanting to stay inside any type of box, James discards the floral shirts and Adams the white collars. On the shaky ground, he morphs into Bishop T.D. Brakes and employs an off-kilter preacher-like enunciation with gasping breaths included. Production is handled by They Call Me Heat. All right. In spite of all the chefs in the kitchen, a flavorsome and wholesome meal is the result. Your soul and body will thank you for it. On microphone controller services, he is once again joined by Ose Moore on Funky Funky Fresh and keeps the Chi-Town Moore. So very cool. Very cool. Let me see. Is there something I was missing from that description? And give me 1 second. I'm going to go back and take a look. Sometimes when I do my notes, I don't see that sometimes stuff gets cut off and... Yeah, there's more. So I said that on microphone controller services, he's once again joined by Ose Moore. We already spoke about that on Funky Funky Fresh and keeps the Chi-Town Boogie going with Ad-2 on World. Sweet Jesus is music that will surely cleanse the outlook of the most cynical spectator and jaded listener. Sweet Jesus was released this past February, 2019. So... Once again, Rhymes, James Garden, and guests, and beats, they call me Heat. So, you know, and the tags for this are like boom bap, hip hop, underground hip hop Seattle. It says conscious hip hop. Yeah, I see that. So, how do I describe this record? It's a pleasant surprise. I had bought his single Complaining a while ago, and I was shocked that it was just a single, and the artwork was just very basic. No depiction of Sweet Jesus or James Garden on the front, so I didn't even know what he looked like. And there is a video for Complaining, actually, so we're going to talk about that song, Complaining. But the production on this album is very vibrant. How do I describe it? The execution is different. There's certain songs, they start off with like a fade in. Well, I'll talk about that. So, like the first song I want to talk about is called Complaining. That's like his single. And like I said, there is a video for it. So, let me describe to you that song. It starts off with guitar, bass, keys, and percussion. The music is a fade in, actually. The fade in ends. The music no longer sounds far off in the distance. Like when the song starts, it's like off in the distance. It sounds like this sample, like some distant sample from somewhere, and then it just grows and gets bigger. It just fades in and gets full. It kicks in with the full sound. The bass navigates the song. It's muffled yet steady. The rhythm guitar and keys are playing the same rhythm in the loop. The production on this track has a 70s Afro-Latin, like disco feel to it. The music definitely makes you want to dance. The song is about complaining about your problems and not taking responsibility for your life. Look in the mirror and see the real reason why you're not ahead. Stop the complaining and change your own destiny. Basically, we are all our own worst enemies. And once you realize that, you no longer have to be. Let me re-say that last sentence. And once you realize that, you no longer have to be. So there you go. So I like that about the track. And when you watch the video, it's basically James walking down the street to downtown city. I saw a car that said Lansing Police, so I think he might have filmed this in Lansing, Michigan. I'm not quite sure where he's from, because he's got a song called Chi-Town Boogie, so I'm not quite sure. I think he might just be from the Midwest, so we'll just say that. And, you know, he doesn't look all flossed out. He's got a hat on, like glasses, and a nice little checkered shirt, and he's just talking about, you know, just the positivity. There you go again, complaining. Like he's talking to you when he's walking down the street rapping. It's like he's looking at you like you're his friend or his best friend. And he's like, here you go again. You know how you have that friend that sometimes just does too much or just starts going to a negative, dark place, and you're like, dude, relax. Like, what's wrong with you? Or let it go. Or you have to engage your friend and to let them see the positive side of things. I think everyone has a friend who can be that way sometimes, like a Debbie Downer. I mean, where did that term come from, Debbie Downer? Was Debbie somebody who was just always down, just depressed? I mean, I think about the words, like, let me be Frank. So was Frank someone who wasn't honest, or Frank was always honest? You know, or Sloppy Joe. Was Joe always sloppy? I mean, what's with that? How do we get these sayings with these names? Or Negative Nancy? Well, you know, maybe Nancy was negative. Who knows? But anyway, So when he's walking down the street and he's rhyming, and you know, he's just talking about. I mean, and the song is just very catchy, and you know, I've never had a rapper write a song about complaining, literally, and how you need to stop doing it and look at, you know, and basically, you know, look in the mirror so you can change your ways. You know, it's just, it's weird. But it's very positive. And it's I mean, you can dance to this track, but he's walking down the street and a woman is coming out of this like store with her dog, and she's like shocked when she sees him. She has her dog in her hand, and you know, they do a close up to her twice, and then he's walking by a reverend, and he shakes his hand like, hey, you know, like, I see you, I hear you, and he keeps on walking. It's just a real positive vibe. When you see him in this video, just rhyming and rapping, he's not being fancy. He's not being extravagant. It's a video that's basic, but it's not, because it has a less, it's more feel to it. So and you get that vibe when you listen to the song and you feel it and you see the video. And you see that infectious smile that he has. He's just like, you know, there you go again, complaining. So here's the lyrics. So, and just picture the video, you know, him walking down your street or walking by you when you're downtown getting coffee or going to a friend's place, or, you know, you're just walking by him or on your way back to work for lunch. You know, oh, there you go, complaining. Look in the mirror. Who are you blaming? Head underwater. You ain't maintaining. Quit all that talking because you can't change it. Oh, there you go, complaining. Look in the mirror. Who are you blaming? Head underwater. You ain't maintaining. Quit all that talking because you can change it. So he's saying, quit all that complaining and just change it. You know, quit moaning about what's wrong and fix it. The first, who you blaming? I don't know. How you maintaining? I don't know. Ain't nothing changing? I don't know. What is you saying? I don't know. You a Debbie Downer. Leonard let down. Oh, that's a new one. Okay. So now we've thrown Leonard into the mix. Won't be yourself because you're scared you're going to get clowned. I feel it got all in your spirit. Watch it change your appearance. I dodge the hate, you endure it. I've been telling you how you can just make it. You heard my advice and you ain't really want to take it. Took it for granted. Yeah, I got somebody I know just like that. I've been on this planet for about 30 years. My work's worthy of these cheers. I tell you loud and clear, till the day you feeling it. Stay humble, spread love, keep it diligent. As a man thinks, then a man is. Yeah. Times get hard, there's some damage. Yeah. But look at you, you still standing. Where's your trust in God and how he planned it? Ooh, there you go complaining. Look in the mirror. Who are you blaming? Head underwater, you ain't maintaining. Quit all that talking, because you can change it. Ooh, there you go complaining. Look in the mirror. Who are you blaming? Head underwater, you ain't maintaining. Quit all that talking, because you can change it. Second verse. Now, what you gonna do? You gonna change it up? Change it up. Or are you gonna act defeated, be fake and fuss? Fake and fuss. Mad because you didn't go and get it. Mad you put a cap on your limit. Stop that. Over there rolling, they trolling, planning to block that. Plan in the back of your mind, don't let lock that. Because at once, you thought very well of you. But that self-talk transformed into a hellish view. I've been here, convinced myself I wasn't worth a tick on a clock. Till I found my home like the click on the top. Pages of the word help me swerve back into my lane. Let me refrain from speaking death into your life, because you speak for the rest of your life. Let me say it again, because I don't think you're feeling it. Stay humble, spread love, keep it diligent. And then he gets back to the chorus. Oh, there you go complaining. Look in the mirror. Who are you blaming? Head underwater. You ain't maintaining. Quit all that talking, because you can change it. Oh, there you go complaining. Look in the mirror. Who are you blaming? Head underwater. You ain't maintaining. Quit all that talking, because you can change it. So, yeah, very positive song. Good song. Great beat. It's like a perfect song. It's lyrically conscious with good production. And like I said, the production is different because he's got like these really cool atmospherics going on. To start the song, it's like a fade, and you think it's, oh, that's a sample. Nope, that's the whole song. It spreads it out and makes it full, and it pops. The next song is I want to talk about. It's called "Funky Funky Fresh," featuring Ozé Moore. It starts off with programming atmospherics. You can hear a jazz guitar, conga-like percussion, a shaking noise, and outerworldly or otherworldly keyboard experimental sounds. All this intro sounds distant and becomes a fade-in. By the time James Garden starts his first voice, his first verse, the snare and bass drum kick in, and the faint intro becomes a full sound. We'll talk some more about the song after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Once again, you're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. So we're going to go back a little bit in the description of Funky Funky Fresh featuring Ozay Moore. So as I was saying, you can hear a jazz guitar conga-like percussion, a shaky noise and outerworldly or otherworldly keyboard experimental sounds. All this intro sounds distant and becomes a fade-in. And like I said, by the time James Garden starts his first verse, the snare and bass drum kick in and the faint intro becomes a full sound. But that intro is now the mainstay rhythm for the song. A thick bass comes in during his chorus with a driving rhythm that navigates the song along with the drums. This song is about keeping your integrity and not selling your soul to become famous. To be a rapper who respects the culture and the pioneers that came before you while creating your own original and new style to hip-hop. Giving a positive and thought-provoking message with your rhymes while still making people want to dance to your music, you know. Also acknowledging the demons that you've battled on your own in order to get to this revelation. So, which is that, and that's cool. That's a great way to describe the song. So, and here are the lyrics for that song. You can tell by my every say fits, I ain't rich. I'm trying to get a dollar out of 15 minutes of fame. So, before I go any further, that original verse is inspired and taken from Shock G. From I Get Around, from Tupac's Strictly For My Ends. the clean version, Strictly For My Brothers. Yeah, we'll say that. I'm going to pull that up. I want you guys to, Shock G, the founder and mastermind of Digital Underground, the man basically solely responsible for launching Tupac's solo career. Yeah, y'all need to know that if you didn't. Let me see. I'm gonna pull up that line because I love that he twisted that verse and made it a little bit different. So, yeah. let's see. I get around. I want to quote that verse. Let's see. Yeah, so I Get Around featuring Digital Underground, produced by D-Flow Production Squad, basically Shock G. All right, so let's see. All right, where is it? All right, so here's Shock G, the original verse. Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, a dime and a nickel. So James twisted it, and, he retweaked it. You can tell by my every say fits, I ain't rich. I'm trying to get a dollar out of 15 minutes of fame. So we lose it all trying to gain a name. I just want to keep my soul before I finish the game. There's got to be more to life. So, yeah, so he takes a good verse from this song and flips it and makes it very positive and gives you a whole, it's like two different worlds from I Get Around to Funky Funky Fresh. Two different planets, but one comes from the other, so that's cool, and that's the beauty of hip-hop, of how diverse it can be and how lyrics can have different meanings. Same lyrics can have different meanings. But that's good. But that's literature anyway, and songwriting. So that's just art. So that's amazing. So let me get back to this song. but I want to give you guys that a little bit. When you're sitting by the king's gate like Mordecai, if you had to fight my demons, you'd be mortified, wishing you had a sedative or you were more than high. But I dodge hell. Look at the ram in the bush that the Lord provides. That's what happens when you in the water like a snorkel dive. I can't worry about the next man. I'm using this art to share my art and answer these questions. Living a life to let the world know that I'm blessed, fam. And people want to judge. Who said I can't do it while I bring fresh fam? And then the chorus. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with a funky style. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with a funky style. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with a funky style. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with a funky style. That is a great like hip hop throwback, rap throwback to like early 80s, golden age era of hip hop. When people use the term fresh and funky fresh. You know, it goes back to the first rap festival ever concert, the Fresh Fest, stuff like that. This makes me think of Houdini and UTFO, Run DMC, you know, just the glory days of the early hip hop before it took a lot of twists and turns. And then the verse, packing their room out. The walls, ceilings, and floors fill up with how the boom pounds. I'm too proud to coon count the years that I've been true down. Since day one, I stay up, outstretched, reaching for new crowds. Ooh, child. Ain't ever been too wild. I'm cooler than 2,000 igloos and run screaming, whose house? All right. That's cool. From the top of a glacier, go pay your dues now. Respect the architects. Progress with new styles. This new era's backwards like a ball cap. Fit it for business with no content beyond that. Where's the love for art? I'm asking for causes that extend further than getting rich or preserving our artifacts. Yes, I love my culture. Truly, it's more than that. It's elevation. It's ascension. It's overstanding the situation with knowledge of self and the truth. You bring to the conversation exactly why. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with the funky style. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with the funky style. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with the funky style. I keep it funky, funky, fresh with the funky style. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I like that. I like his wordplay. I like what he's doing. It works, most definitely. And the last song on this album I want to talk about is, or the last song I want to talk about on the records, not the last. Well, actually, this is the last song, too. Actually. Let me see. It is called Cruise Control. So, and how do I describe that one to you? Well, let me. Oh, and by the way, the end of this album. So there's 9 songs, and then, well, no, excuse me. Let me go back. Let's see. So what's cool about this record, I forgot to tell you guys. Okay, so there's 9 songs, and then there's the 9 instrumentals from the 9 songs that follow it. So that's cool. So you can enjoy the instrumentals to this record. If you want to freestyle at home to, you know, over those tracks, you can do that too. So if you're a DJ, you can play them in the club and mix them up and mash it. So yeah, it's cool. I mean, I like how you put this record together. It's very cool. But yeah, so let's talk about Cruise Control. So it starts off with like this low-key bass line, and I don't know if it's like keys or like xylophone, but they sound kind of like a ringing, like chimes, and it's hard to describe what it is. But that fade in lasts just for a little bit moment, and then James starts rhyming, and then this like trap drums come in, basically. And the bass is still kind of in the background, very subtle and a little bit muffled. The trap drums basically start navigating the song, though. And this rhythm that they're playing, it's like, I guess it's like atmospherics with the bass line. But now the bass does change a little bit during the chorus. Yeah, the bass line changes a little bit. It's still low. It's still low key, but it starts to help navigate the song as well with the trap drums. So yeah, the bass and the trap drums navigate the song. The song has fade ins and fade outs, like, you know, like with the production, the bass line is still faint but strong, but he'll fade out all the other instruments for a moment while you hear that bass, and then he brings it back in with the trap drums. It's a catchy song. Cruise Control is about James wanting his lady to come with him on the road, basically get in the car, take our message to the next town over, the message of positivity, you know, just realizing that we don't have to be filled with hate and be angry, and that, you know, those type of rappers we want nothing to do with. It's not about that. It's just about keeping your soul, keeping your integrity, and just, you know, riding to the beat, feeling good about your life, feeling good about the message that you want to bring, feeling good about hip hop itself. And just, you know, we don't have to always drive. We don't have to always go hard. We can do this in a smooth, relaxed way. We can just put it on Cruise Control, you know, take your foot off the gas. So it's a cool track. It's a great way to end the album. I like it a lot. It's catchy. This whole record, I really enjoyed. Yeah, I really did. So let me give you the lyrics on that song. So, back to the way that we've been rolling through, clean wash on the whip while I'm rolling to. And I came at him with the same manner, for the lame chatter, like fame matters, till that thing shatter, like, what do I have to prove? I'm moving a room full of tombs, homie, you know. I down bow for the win. I get the chip when we lose. I'm keeping my soul and work for the gold. And I roll with no shame, and y'all know me as James. But right now, I just loosen my chains. Don't view me the same. Better back up. This ain't done with no mad luck. Got drive like a Mack truck. I dare y'all to try and match up. So in this first part of the song, he's talking about his fellow comrades. Second half, he starts talking about his lady. Big team, so it seems that we got to lap up. No time for us to go and back. Well, excuse me. No time for us to go and back. Lord knows we can't let them pass us. Okay. So, I mean, the symbolism is great. It's like he's on the road, you know. And he's not going to let anyone deter him from his mission. Going to that next town, spreading that good message, spreading the positivity of hip-hop and music and of life itself. So the chorus, I just want you to come and groove with me. We can take this to a new city. Take this show up on the road. Take your foot up off the gas. Put the whip in cruise control. I just want you to come and groove with me. We can take this to a new city. Take this show up on the road. Take your foot up off the gas. Put the whip in cruise control. And the next verse, I just hope you got some snaps on the petrol. I just hope that you can snap to this tempo. See, we moving when we rolling through these city streets and view the people this city eats and live out what we really speak. See, we got dreams and I know it's real. Got me yelling out, Jesus, take the wheel. And sometimes I feel like it starts to agitate from these rappers who feel like they have to hate. Riding shotgun, you better navigate. And y'all know how I do, and I hope I don't lose you. You can't move quick on neutral, hands free like we on Bluetooth. And I'm rolling, hoping they know it's true, that you can refocus if you move with these focused moves and throw away what they sold to you. Let's keep up. I'm hot like I got fever. They want to cease you when you a leader. They love the way that I kick it like FIFA. I like that. That was cool. That's me talking right there. Believe us. And they talking all this, that. These haters better just get back. My rear view is where they sit at. Chorus, I just want you to come and groove with me. We can take this to a new city. Take the show up on the road. Take your foot up off the gas. We'll be back with more of this song and this review after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is Captain Keith. Again, like I said before, you are listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, Captain Keith. And let's get back to the lyrics of Cruise Control. So he's like, take your foot up off the gas. I left off with there. Put the whip in cruise control. I just want you to come and groove with me. We can take this to a new city. Take this show up on the road. Take your foot up off the gas. Put the whip in cruise control. In the bridge, if the speed limit feels too fast, then baby, we can slow down. Now he's talking about his lady. And if they block us from our destination, we'll switch lanes and we'll go around. Nothing can stop me. See, if the speed limit feels too fast, then baby, we can slow down. If they block us from our destination, we'll switch lanes and we'll go around. That's right. And then of course, I just want you to come and groove with me. We can take this to a new city. Take this show up on the road. Take your foot up off the gas. Put the whip in cruise control. I just want you to come and groove with me. We can take this to a new city. Take this show up on the road. Take your foot up off the gas. Put the whip in cruise control. So, there you go. James Garden's Sweet Jesus is a great album about positivity, life, struggle, acknowledging, you know, that life can be hard and that you can battle with demons, but also acknowledging that life is also good and that you can't give up on your life and on yourself, that you must first acknowledge, you know, how you are your own worst enemy so you can become your best ally and best friend. There's a spiritual basis through it. I mean, and there's religious connotations. Some might even say this might be considered like a Christian rap album, although I don't feel that way. I do feel like it's a great hip-hop album. What the concept was about Sweet Jesus, and you know, he's perceiving it as like he's candy. He's something you have to have. You want that chocolate, eat it. You know, you'll feel much better afterwards. But it's just a very powerful, positive record. It's a great album. I like it a lot. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, you know, I give this album a 9. And my favorite tracks on this record, well, since you asked, let me tell you. Favorite tracks on this album are Complaining, Funky Funky Fresh featuring Ozay Moore, Joy, Shaky Ground, Stained Glass, World featuring Add 2, and Cruise Control. That's every song but one. Yeah, so that's a 9. And the instrumentals are great too. So I got this album off of Bandcamp. I guess my only complaint is that I don't see a physical copy of it. It's just digital. So I'd love to get this on vinyl or on CD. So, but yeah, James Garden, the album's called Sweet Jesus, and it's great record. It's spiritual based, and it's laced with positivity. You know, it's just a good album. It's a feel good record, and the production is great as well. It's not where you got great lyrics and the music sucks. It's the perfect storm. So there you go. Check that out. The next artist I want to talk about is, well, am I going to leave the Claypool and the Delirium for last? Maybe I will. Just thinking about that. You know, I never know what the order is going to be until I get here. That's just kind of like my thing, I suppose. So we'll talk about Ineza or Ineza. I don't know. Maybe one day I will meet her and she can tell me how to pronounce her name. I hate mispronouncing people's names. It's a pet peeve of mine. So there's a story behind that, and maybe one day I'll tell you folks. Good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. All right, so let's talk about Ineza. Where do I start? Okay. So Ineza labels herself a neo-soul and R&B, and if she continues to marry this simply stunning voice to great storytelling, she could see herself step up into a mantle left vacant on these aisles since Amy Winehouse. But who am I to judge, as she herself asks, where are you from, knowing it really doesn't matter as long as you are of good spirit and on the same path. That's a quote from Chris Ingram from Fresh Faves. I do like Amy Winehouse, don't get me wrong. I am a fan, but I think Ineza's talent goes beyond Amy Winehouse's talent. She may label herself as a neo-soul, an R&B artist, so that's one description, but that's not how I label her. We'll go into some more description in her background. So Ineza Kirschkamp, or Kirschkamp, is a Rwandan-born Belgian jazz singer based in London. She graduated from the prestigious Trinity-Laban Conservatory of Music and Dance, where she studied jazz vocals before moving to London. She studied jazz vocals at Maastricht Conservatory in the Netherlands. Ineza is a rising talent on the London jazz scene due to her unique sound, powerful voice, excellent swing feel, smooth scat singing, and her emotional connection with lyrics. Ineza has a residency in top 5 London jazz venue, Oliver's Jazz Bar, where she hosts the Jazz Singers Night. And I agree with them. I think she's a jazz vocalist, and I've been looking for one to really get into, and think my dreams have come true. Ineza is a composer in her own right. In her music, she fuses jazz music and its improvisational character with neo-soul music. Her lyrics are expressive and emotional, supported by unusual chord progressions, creating surprising movements in every song. In 2018, Ineza released her debut EP called Where Are You From? The EP is a collection of 5 songs exploring topics like identity, loss, and healing. Ineza is a part of the London Vocal Project, one of UK's leading contemporary vocal ensembles led by Pete Churchill. Ineza is one of 4 singers and Capitol Orchestra, UK's first cross-conservatory jazz/pop orchestra, under direction of Sam Gale. She has an ambition to become a workshop leader. So there you go. That's how they describe her. So, and I think that's cool. And then, but wait, there's more. So I discovered her on Bandcamp as well. So her album is called Where Are You From? And the cover has her like in a, standing against like a gray wall in a yellow jacket or coat. Might be a raincoat. And she's and her standing profile, she's standing to your left if you're looking at the album cover. Like a side profile. And it might be like she's asking the person who's not in the picture where they're from. Because she's in the middle of the picture, of the frame. And it looks like she could be talking to somebody, actually. Right, you know, the more I think about it. So, let's see. I want to get a... Yeah, she's looking to the left. Yeah. and where are you from? That question she's asking, yeah, it's like she can, it's like she's asking someone off screen or off the picture. So that's pretty cool, actually. I like that. So now, another description of her before I get into it. And this is a great way to describe, actually, her lyrics, because unfortunately, I was not able to transcribe the lyrics to her EP. And I'll tell you the irony about that, too. So, like many of us, singer-songwriter Inezza lives in a world where she feels othered. It's an experience she shares frankly on her debut, Where Are You From? A jazz vocal graduate from the prominent Trinity Laban Conservatory of Music and Dance. We spoke about the she's born in Rwanda. Rwandan-born Belgian jazz singer, lives in London now. She has a lilting voice that is informed and enriched by her diverse background. But while that background serves her music well, her upbringing has also presented its share of trauma. On her album page, Inezza says, "Where Are You From?" explores, you know, identity, loss, and healing. So we spoke about that, and the ongoing process of finding your true self and place in the world. Her honesty is often raw. Some wounds can't be healed in time. Part of her lyrics, when people don't claim you back. She sings on When People Don't Claim You Back, talking about being from Rwanda but never feeling like she belongs there or that she's a part of that culture and country. But I will never understand my people's song, she sings on the hill. I walk alone, never heard my people's drums. But while her lyrics can be mournful, they're balanced by a beautiful band whose full, bright, and warm sound suggests better times await. So that's probably even one of the better ways to describe her record. It's a great jazz vocal album. It's amazing. I like it a lot. The opening track is Where Are You From? And when you hear it, it starts off with a jazz piano, and then bass pops in, and the bass line matches the piano rhythm. That's the intro. And then she has this smooth, sultry jazz voice, and she's asking you, where are you from? Tell me, you know, and she's like, these are the things that people ask me when they see me, when they meet me. Because, you know, she's not in her home country. So I guess she feels like she's kind of standing out a little bit when people see her, you know. So the piano and the bass drive the song. The instrumentation is amazing. It's just... the bass navigates the song with the piano. I think I just said that. And when she sings, it's just like it's... I guess she reminds me a little bit of Minnie Riperton, some of her vocal stylings, actually. I really like the jazz piano on this. Jazz/acoustic piano. I like the way, and when she's singing, it's also like she's almost talking to you at the same time that she's singing. I mean, she really captivates you when you hear the song. And mind you, like I said, this is it's the title of the album, and it's the opening track. And it's, yeah. And within the lyrics, you know, once she gets through people asking her where she's from, she tells them, I'm from here. But the question is, where is from here? You know, and where is home from? And she says, I may not look like you, but I'm just like you. So, you know, being a black woman in Belgium, being a black woman in, or African woman in Belgium, African woman in London, yeah, I may not look like you. Yeah, I have this big, beautiful, natural afro, but hey, I am just like you, and I'm here. You know, this is where I'm from. So, yeah, it's a great opening track. I like it a lot. The next track I want to talk about is called Healing. It starts off with jazz guitar and bass right in the background, and a nice steady drum beat. And the guitar. Okay, so it's not jazz guitar. It's like a mild rock guitar with jazz rhythms to it. And when she starts singing, the guitar disappears. You hear like keys that have kind of like a bell-like ring to the chords. And the bass is driving the song. And when she's talking about healing, she's talking about healing from the emotional wounds, physical wounds of her past and where she's coming from. A positive song. And lots of piano in this song, too. When she starts singing the chorus and the bridge, you hear more bass, the bass drives more, and you hear more piano in the background as well. When she gets back to the verses, it's more of the bass line. The piano's gone. But once again, like I said, you still hear like, it's like a bell. I can't describe what the keys are doing in the background. We'll talk some more about this song and this record after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts music podcast. Here's Captain Keith, currently reviewing the Iniza record. All right, Iniza. The song Healing. So towards the end of the song, the guitar does get more jazz oriented with its chords, and the bass line is muffled or subdued, but still real firm, and it's still driving the song. Great song, Healing, talking about love and healing yourself. So yeah, this is a great album. I like this EP a lot. So from Iniza. You know, she has another song on here called When People Don't Claim You Back. And that's just talking about how, you know, she's born in Rwanda, but she spent most of her life in Europe. And, you know, she feels like she's a stranger in that land. Very sad, but, I mean, but once again, the lyrics are sad, but the music is amazing. It's a great contrast. And this song starts off with her singing and a nice acoustic guitar in the background. And she's still just singing with the acoustic guitar, you know, backing her. And the guitar chords match her voice and her rhythm of what she's singing. Then drums kick in with bass and more jazz piano, acoustic piano. The song has kind of like a I mean, it's jazz in the production, but it also sounds a little bit like, it also has like a little Brazilian feel to it. I mean, this is a jazz song that if you're not paying attention to the lyrics, you could be dancing to it, if that makes any sense. There's a little bit of brilliance in what she did with that. So I'll just say that with this record, another regret is that it's only available digital. You know, if she puts this out on vinyl or CD, I will buy it. I like it. And ironically, because I don't have the lyrics transcribed or they're not available. But when I listened to this record, I loved every track on it. All five songs. I remember when I had it in my wish list, because I remember, you know, reading about it and listening, like, oh, this is good. But once I listened, I was like, you know, because I always mark on my phone every track that's my favorite, especially when I do these reviews. So for this record, it was every track. So to answer your question of what are you thinking, so my review of Inesa, if I'm, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name, Where Are You From, her EP of five songs, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, this album gets a 10. It gets like a 12. It's that good. It's a great record, a great jazz vocalist record. She is amazing. I look forward to seeing her live whenever I can. And actually, let's see. Did I talk about her touring? Did I? Let's see. I don't believe I did. But yeah, the album is great. I like it. So tomorrow she'll be playing at Sheffield in England at the YA and Jazz Plus. On the 28th of March, she'll be playing in Bristol. That's the hometown of Massive Attack and Tricky. On the 29th, she'll be playing The Root Down. She'll be playing with The Root Down at Nottingham in England. So just 3 gigs so far. So she definitely needs to come to the States so we can check her out. But yeah, the album gets a 10. And so favorite tracks are Where Are You From, Healing, When People Don't Claim You Back, The Hill, and Mother's Prayer. It's a great record. So yeah, like I said, my biggest, they want to say it's neo soul and R&B, but I think it's just great jazz with a great jazz vocalist. I think she would be doing Cassandra Wilson proud, although different voices, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and that, you know, Lena Horne in that reference. She's definitely their daughter and / granddaughter. This record was a delightful surprise for me when I was reviewing it. So yeah, once again, 10, check it out. Man, I'm cutting it close with time. So the next album is The Claypool and the Delirium. The new album is called South of Reality. And this is the brainchild of Les Claypool of Primus and Sausage fame and Sean Ono Lennon from, you know, Chibo Mata, The Ghost and the Sabretooth Tiger. I think he had a group called Ema. What's it called? That's the first time he popped up. Well, the first time he popped up, he played piano on Lenny Kravitz's Stand By My Woman off of Mama Said. And yeah, Ema. So yeah, so he first popped up on Lenny's album playing piano for Stand By My Woman. And then he popped up, his mother put an album out called Rising, and her backup band was Ema, comprised of Sean and two or three of his friends. and then he eventually went solo. But yes, yeah, so this is their second record, and let's talk about that. Yeah, they said the Claypool Lennon Delirium is an American psychedelic rock band composed of bassist vocalist Les Claypool, and then guitarist vocalist Sean Lennon, and basically they're both multi-instrumentalists. So the history behind how this project came to be, especially like their first album, is originally conceived in 2015 with Claypool knowing that Primus would take a year off after touring alongside the Ghost of Sabretooth Tiger and Dinosaur Jr. He kept in touch with the Ghost of Sabretooth Tiger's lead singer, Sean Lennon, who had not planned any musical project for the following year. They started to have ideas of making an old-school, psychedelic, and progressive rock record. Claypool invited Lennon to his guest house to drink wine and run some ideas and play drums. Over the course of 6 weeks, they wrote and recorded a total of 10 songs, with both of them sharing various vocal and instrumental responsibilities, going beyond their core instruments of bass and guitar, culminating in the release of their first studio album called Monolith of Phobos, great record. The album debuted in the top 10 of the 3 Billboard charts, top vinyl albums, top tastemakers albums, and top alternative albums. But on February of this year, the duo released on the 22nd their second studio album, South Reality. This LP was written and recorded over 2 months at Claypool's home recording studio in California, and was preceded by the release of this 6.5-minute long track, Blood and Rockets. The duo embarked on a brief headlining tour in support of the record in late 2018, with successive dates in the spring of 2019. So I do plan on going to check them out when I can. So this record cover, let's see, it is a cricket standing on like some type of desert mound and holding a watch or a compass in his hand and opening it up. And in the background is like a big like red like planet and a moon or three moons like orbiting that planet. Real cool sci-fi cover. So it really is. So that's the description I wanted to give of this record. So, but I'm wondering, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to go over the review. Uh-oh. This never happens. I usually always get 3 in one episode. But hey, you know, life is full of surprises. Let me see. But what I can do, yeah, so I'm going to have to continue the Claypool Lennon Delirium review. Next week's episode, the new album called South Reality. So yeah, we'll go in detail over this record. It's worth talking about. I like it a lot. But what I can give you now to wrap things up, I'll let you know they are on tour. I'll give you their tour dates. Let me see. So their tour dates are. It says they're going to do a 3-week tour starting April 10th, 2019, in support of their upcoming record, which came out February 22nd of this year. The tour will start off April 10th in Toronto and finish up in Detroit, Michigan on April 27th. So now let me give you the dates in between. Bam. So the dates in between are, so April 10th, sure, of course, Toronto, Ontario, at the Danforth Music Hall. April 12th in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. April 13th at the New Haven in Connecticut at College Street Music Hall. April 14th in Boston, Massachusetts at the House of Blues. April 16th in Brooklyn, New York and Brooklyn Steel. April 17th Washington, D.C. at the 930 Club. April 19th in Asheville, North Carolina at the Orange Peel. April 20th in Nashville, Tennessee at the Marathon Music Works. April 21st in Atlanta, Georgia at Sweetwater 420 Festival. April 23rd in St. Louis, Missouri at the Del Mar Hall. April 25th in Minneapolis at the Varsity Theater, Minneapolis, Minnesota. April 26th, Chicago, Illinois at the at the Thalia Hall, April 27th in Detroit, Michigan, at the Majestic Theater. That's a great place for a show, actually. April 29th in Bloomington, Illinois, at the Castle Theater. April 30th in Covington, Kentucky, in Madison Theater. May 2nd in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Civic Theater. Okay, so here's more dates. June 21st in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Eccles Theater, ECCLES. June 22nd at the Bonner, in Bonner, looks like Montana, at the Kettle House Amphitheater. June 24th in Seattle, Washington, at the Showbox. June 25th in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the Commodore Ballroom. June 27th in Portland, Oregon, at the Oregon Zoo Amphitheater. June 29th at Bend, Oregon, in Midtown Ballroom. June 30th at the Ace of Spades in Sacramento, California. I will be at that show. July 2nd at the Anaheim, California, at the House of Blues. Let's see. July 3rd in Los Angeles at the Wiltern. And July 5th at Paso Robles, California, at the Vina Robles Amphitheater. So that's their upcoming tour. So if you're a fan, check them out. You will not regret it. Good people of planet Earth and the known universe, thank you for listening, tuning in. You've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is Captain Keith. Appreciate you all. And I promise I will finish start the Claypool Lennon Delirium South of Reality review next week. I promise I will, along with some other great new music to check out. So thanks again. Appreciate you all. Until next time, see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music. From sports to entertainment and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.